Any commission remarks?
I'd like to mention on Friday and through yesterday, we've had many comments on Coon Creek, and I'm just going to read a couple of emails. One was, this is a prime reason why we need the new expressway. Thank goodness for the new bridge over Coon Creek. And then one said, someone express their surprise, Coon Creek is open. They were used to it being closed when we had floods. And I had many people calling and saying how nice that Coon Creek was. They had not been on it before, and how. Then one customer called, and another phone was ringing. I said, can you just send that to me in an email? And they said they have a business on BB, and they said the traffic was backed up all the way past Casey's, waiting to get on to BB, both at BB and at St. James. And Commissioner Ziegenfuss is here, and I'm sure he knows firsthand how that was, but it just shows the importance of having another route around. And we're thankful to Road and Bridge, and the people recognize how important that express is. Thank you.
Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
The balance as of September 30th shows to be $4,999,737.07. The revenues are up. We've got $1,822,051.78 in revenues total as of this during this month of September. And in expenditures, we've spent out $1,121,806.48. Even though our revenues are up from expenditures by over $700,000, our expenditures totaling up to this time, or up to the end of September 30th, are a lot higher than the revenues coming in, showing expenditures to be over 1.16 million. Does the commission have any questions on these numbers?
No.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 456559 through 456587 and 456589 through 456638. No warrants and no journal entries.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
A note, we'll be holding check number 456588 until next week when all commissioners are present.
So we'll table that. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session on October 7th, 2019.
I move to approve October 7th, 2019 regular minutes.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
I move to approve payroll.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Can I make a suggestion? Is it biosolids that everyone is mainly here for?
Yeah. We'll move past court orders and take that back up and move on down the agenda for, you want to move to the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Coalition and transfer of biosolids equipment and infrastructure.
I believe that's what the...
All right. Come on up. Come on up. Go ahead, Mr.
Okay.
Suti.
Back when this endeavor started to build the biosolids treatment facility and equipment infrastructure, the county received a $3 million grant, as we all know. Based on the reimbursements that were approved by DNR, the county received $2.4 million of that grant, and then there was a capital outlay in cash of $4.6 million. So with the biosolids facility and the equipment at Cooper Creek, the Compton Wastewater Treatment Facility and the Hollister Treatment Facility and the silo, there was a total of $7 million that we had in construction for those facilities. In the beginning, it was always the plan that the coalition, which the coalition is made up of members from the city of Hollister, city of Branson, city of Forsyth, Kimberling City, Rockaway Beach, Reed Springs, Galena, and then there's some other entities that may become members here later. Sparta being one of those. They're not a member yet, but those members let me back up a little bit. In receiving the grant, the county was responsible to maintain ownership of these facilities for 4 years. And once the facility went into operation, that question came up, well, when's this 4 years going to be met, this time frame? And according to DNR, and there's information is in your packet, the finance department, the Department of Natural Resources, determined that May 30th of 2020 would be the date when that four-year time frame would be met. And by that time, what the plan was was that the coalition membership would form a JMUC, which is a joint municipal utility corporation, and whereby they would be more of a political entity. Correct me, y'all, if I'm wrong, please. that they would basically become a political subdivision. And that the county would transfer the biosolids facilities, equipment, and infrastructure to the JMUC, and they being the JMUC, would assume ownership of those facilities. And time has come now to where that the coalition is looking at that and wanting to move forward with that plan. And today, basically, the coalition has come before the county commission just to make the county commission aware of that and make sure that the county commission supports that before they start incurring costs. They will need to hire an attorney, and there's other costs that will be incurred to start the formation of this JMUC. And so they just wanted to make sure and meet with the commission and have some dialogue that everybody's on board with this plan. There's several things that'll need to be worked out, insurance, of course, being one, and some other things which we will come back, or we being the coalition members, will come back later and have some meetings as necessary with the county commission to resolve some of these matters as they come up. We really don't know what all's going to come up yet, but there will be some issues. The coalition's legal counsel and the county's legal counsel will probably need to discuss what document will need to be prepared to facilitate the transfer as far as a paper trail, once that equipment and infrastructure is transferred, different things like that.
As I understand it, all you're wanting from the commission is to know that we're on board with the transfer come after May 30th of 2020.
That's correct. Yes. At this time, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know that that requires a vote. It's just a statement.
As a vote, don't you?
Would you like a vote on it?
Well, I guess. I don't know what the motion would be that...
I don't...
that they agree to transfer.
A little unusual.
Yeah, the transfer ownership May 30th deadline to the JMUC.
I'd just like to say as a commissioner, yes, we're on board with following this agreement and you begin working on the transfer into a political subdivision, the JMUC.
Mm-hmm. Are you making that into a motion then?
I don't think we need a motion at this time. I don't know what to... I think when the time comes... I'm sorry.
I would just recommend no motion.
I can't see...
But I think you're on public record as a commitment to what they have to say. But if you put in there the date, May 30th, by or whatever, and we don't make that, that can start causing us a cascade of issues here. All I think you need for sufficient legal sufficiency to move forward is on public record that the commission understands and agrees with the motion to move forward.
I just didn't know if we didn't have a motion, whether or not legal could proceed without a solid yes or no.
Public record, as long as you get a copy of the minutes of the issue.
I don't believe we have enough facts. Maybe facts is the wrong word. I don't believe there's enough information to make a motion on that stands. You have my commitment that we would like for you to proceed and go forward according to the discussion on record.
I concur that we need that you move forward with the Joint Municipal Utility Commission, JMUC, when it's formed that to replace the coalition.
Okay. Then the lease agreement that's with the city now, is that something that I suppose that you guys will just all work out and bring forth, that the lease agreement we have will be void and it'll be a new agreement?
Yeah, basically there's a lease agreement between the county and the city of Branson for the facility to be there, and that will all transfer over to the JMUC. And then there's the operations agreement, our lease agreement there on the operations of the facility. And basically the county will be severed away from that, and that will be more of a JMUC and the city of Branson issues or however they resolve those. That's
if they become a political subdivision.
Yes. And then there's the question, does the county wish to remain a partner in the JMUC? And there's probably some pros and cons to that, which we don't know right now.
That's what
so
I mean.
So we'll need to bring that back to you. There's a lot of things to be discussed at a later date once we have more information. So.
Okay. Everything okay?
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Do we want to do this, sir?
Okay, I was
going to ask. Yeah, we can move on to the...
I knew most of them were on the biosolids, and if their time's precious.
We'll move to the amendment to sewer services and exclusive territorial agreement number 19-118, sewer district.
I wonder if the city administrator of Hollister would like to speak anything to it.